We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. We are going to, in a moment, see Sif Yud Aleph. Brought down first in Kitzur Hill for Shabbos, discussing something which we talked about when I came to the coast, that the cup has to be full, as we discussed. Also, it's brought down, he says, that Av She'en Mitzvah Lishtos Yosem Mimoli Lugmav. We're going to discuss what exactly is a moly lugmav, is a cheekful, and the minimal amount that one needs to consume. Yikomachum srichum lakadish al revius yayin. You used to have the measurement, the very least, of a revius, which we'll discuss another time exactly how much that is. It says, Nohagim shikonim hakiddush shotim hakos mayim. We mentioned that you wash the cup on the inside and the out. And then he says like this, Im kvar shasu pam achas min hayayin shibakos. Let's say a person already drank from this cup of wine, and there's, let's say, some wine on the bottom of this cup. Shuv asul kaddish lov kamoshahu. You cannot make kiddush as it is. V'nikra b'shem yayin pogum. This wine is considered pogum, and one is not allowed to use this cup. It's called, that's how he uses the language here. V'hainu mishikidesh al kos gadol. For example, let's say you have a large cup. V'shos mimeni, you drank from it the required amount. Kishrotzahu o acher lakadish al oso yayin pamachera. So let's say you drank from the cup, you made kiddush, and someone next to you also wants to make kiddush. They want to use the same becher. The problem is that you already drank from it, there's still some wine. So you know what? Let me just use this wine. Why should we take more wine? I'll just use the rest of the wine here. You're not allowed to do that. That's considered to be pogrom. He says, therefore, enu yochel la'aros ha'yayin hanisho l'soch kos katon mimen l'kaddish l'ov. You cannot take that wine and pour it into, let's say, a smaller cup to make kiddush on that wine. Kivon shenasa pogrom. That wine is considered to be pogrom. So, heich mesakin oso. So, what remedy do you have to fix this wine? And you drank some of the wine, you made kiddush, there's a little bit left. So, you can still use that wine if you do the following. Mosifin alov ma'at yayin. You should add a little bit of wine into this, into whatever's left of this cup. You have this flask of wine. There's a little bit of wine. There's some wine in it, and you can put it right back into the bottle. And therefore, you can use this wine again. So that's a way to be able to use the wine. You just kind of do a little bit of pouring one back to the next. It says, Yesh no hagan ashar ma'ad yayin mekiddush halayla litin osoch kos shalavdol. Even though these next two sentences don't really pertain to what I want to see, but he just finished this paragraph. He says that there's some people that actually have, we discussed very interesting minhagim yesterday, another custom is that some will take some of that wine, which they use on Friday night, and they'll save a little bit of that wine for kos shalavdolah. And apparently that's not an issue of yayin pogrom, if one would do, as we discussed. And furthermore, he says, Leaniach hayayin megulas van harbe, which is going to be really the next simon in the Shulchan Aruch. One cannot leave the wine out for a long time. She'oz chalolav shem shul yayin megula, shein mekachin olav. You can't make kiddush on wine which has been out for an excessive amount of time. We'll discuss more specifically what that means when we actually see it in the Shulchan Aruch, which is later on next simon. So let's just see Simon Yud Aleph. He says like this, Im ein lo elo kos echad. A person only has one cup of wine. So he says, Mekadosh bo b'layla. You can make kiddush on it at night. Ve'ein lo toi mimenu. What you should do is you don't drink from it immediately. Why? Because if you drink from it immediately, and let's say there's enough wine in this cup to last, for example, tomorrow morning as well, because you want to make kiddush another day, shelo yafgimenu. You do not want this wine to become pogum. And that's what would happen. If you would make kiddush in this very large cup and drink from it immediately, then you couldn't save any of that wine, because assuming you have nothing, no other wine left, then what can you do? El shayvich mimenu lekos acher. What you should do, after you make kiddush, you pour some of the wine into another cup. V'tom yayin shel kiddush mihakos hasheni. And you can drink the wine of the kiddush from the second cup. Therefore, so you'll have this kos. Instead of drinking straight from it, you pour into another cup, and you can drink from that second cup. And he says, then the wine that you had originally from Friday night, from that cup, you can use the next day. So the whole problem of making yayin pogum is only when a person actually drinks from that cup, that the wine which has remained in that cup which you were drinking from, you cannot use. But if you would pour some of it that wine, which you would drink, that which you left over, if you didn't drink from that cup, you can save for another day. So that's how to remedy the problem of Yayin Pogum in the event that one does not have any other wine. As we saw in the Kitzel HaShabbos, if you have want more, then you can pour some from the bottle into it, and then pour it back into your bottle, assuming you're not concerned of germs. That's what he says. Furthermore, the Mechaber tells us, V'imu haya bo el revius b'simsum. Let's say you only have a revius. As we said, even though you don't need to drink revius, you have to drink a moli lugma, which is a cheekful, which, as we'll see, is the majority of a revius. So let's say you have a revius, which is how much the cup should be. Hainu dach k'shishul kos acher l'abdallah. All you have is this one cup for Abdullah. Shim lokin mutav shanichenu l'abdallah shi asher b'pas. He says that instead of using this wine on Friday night, better that you should use this wine for Havdalah. Because you cannot make Havdalah on bread, but you could make Friday night Kiddush on bread. So he says, Mashiach Kaddish alav, then for you to make Kiddush, V'lo yehelo yayin l'Havdalah. So again, if you only have one cup of wine, so then what he recommends is you should save that wine for Havdalah, and then you would be able to make Kiddush on bread and on Friday night, and that would alleviate those issues. And the Mishnah Brewer actually points out, and this is really not the place where it's found, is the issue, the concept of Chamar Medina, that sometimes you could make Kiddush on things other than wine, something which has Cheshivas, something which would be given to a king, for example, such as, he uses the example of beer. It says, Im Yeshlo Sheikhar L'Havdala Mutav L'Kaddish Al Hayayin. He says that, let's say you have a bottle of beer and you have wine, so what you should do is you should take the beer and save that for Havdalah. Everyone holds Havdalah can be made on beer, and when it comes to the Kiddush, it's better that the Kiddush should be made on wine. So that's another recommendation if one does have that Chamar Medina. Concluding the Mechaber in Sefer Yudalef, he says, V'im yesh lo shnei kosos v'sum sumachar Mezigel. Let's say you have just two cups, and you have, again, the Friday night meal, make Kiddush, Shabbos day, and then you also have Abdullah. So what does one do? He says, Yikadosh Bulaila, Be'echad, the Friday night Kiddush, which he says is the most important, more important than Shabbos day. You make Kiddush on Friday night. V'yavdil al Hayayin, and the second cup, you make Abdullah. V'lo Yikadosh B'yom, during the day, we will not make the Kiddush on that wine. The Kiddush halayla adif. As we said, that the Kiddush when it comes to the day is not as important. Rather, the Kiddush at the night, for various reasons we discussed prior, is more important.